Shall we pray? Living God, you anointed Jesus at his baptism with the Holy Spirit and revealed him as your beloved Son. Grant that we who are baptized into his name may give up our lives to you and to your service and be found worthy of our calling. We ask in his name. Amen. Please be seated. Good morning, church. Happy New Year. We still can say that, can't we? It's only the second Sunday. I think we still can say that. God is good?
All the time.
He was good last year and he's still good. Amen? I didn't hear that. And he is. All the time. A story to begin with. A joke. Three priests met for coffee one morning. And to their surprise, they discovered that they had similar problems in their church buildings. They had bats which had infested the whole ceiling, and they were making total mess of the church floor every day. I got so mad, I took a shotgun and shot at them, said the first minister. He made holes in the ceiling but did nothing to the bats. That is nothing, said the second minister. I trapped all of them, drove 50 miles and released them into the forest. When I got back to the church, they were already there. They had beaten me to it. Oh, I have no such problems in my church, said the third minister. Oh, what did you do? They asked, surprised. Well, first I baptized them, then I confirmed them, and I've never seen them since then. If that joke doesn't make you laugh, it will make you cry. Because that's a typical narrative right across our churches. People come to us desiring Christian baptism. Once we baptize them, they go. We never see them again. Alternatively, consider the case of a parent who brings their children here in front of this altar and present them before God. And then they make promises that they will live in the household of faith. Once we baptize them, off they go, and we'll never see them again. What did those promises mean? Today, the second Sunday of this year, the gospel lesson focuses our attention on the place of baptism in our lives. I like the lectionary world because everything in the lectionary moves so quickly. Barely 3 weeks ago, we were in Bethlehem with baby Jesus. And now, he's nearly 30 years and ready to launch his ministry. Now, I wish real time would go that quickly as well. And this morning, Jesus comes to the River Jordan to be baptized by his cousin John. I think it was a very bold and clear act of contrition on Jesus' part. John admitted that he was not worthy to lace up Jesus' sneakers. Yet, Jesus flocked with a multitude, that came to be baptized by John. It was a dramatic and a revealing moment, because as Jesus came out of the water, the Spirit descended upon him, and a voice was heard coming from heaven saying, "This is my Son with whom I'm well pleased." That's a very, very strong affirmation and revelation from God about Jesus. And baptism has always been at the heart of the Christian faith. It's a sign and a symbol of our belonging to Christ. It is a requirement for membership in any Christian church. It is a sacrament, a means of grace. How then, one wonders, do so many Christians take baptism for granted? Perhaps a good place to start exploring this is to ask ourselves, what does baptism really mean to us? For me, first, baptism means that it is God who saves us. It's not the water. Water is simply a symbol. A Presbyterian minister was baptizing people after a crusade, a revival in upcountry Kenya, next to a river. Say that again? Kenya. It's a country in East Africa. And as he was baptizing these newly converts, up stepped a reformed thief who said he wanted to be baptized. So the minister led him into the river and asked those people who assembled, "Is there any reason why the gift and the sacrament of baptism should not be conferred on this man?" And after a long pause, an elderly lady who was standing next to the minister said, "Man of God, I don't want to interfere with your business, but right there with you, you have an old sinner. And one dip in that water is not going to change him. You need to immerse him in that river deep for a whole night." Funny? Yes. But the objector is kind of right, you know. If the hope of any cleansing lay in the water, then the minister was going to need millions of gallons. Water itself has no healing power. In baptism, the focus is not on the one being baptized, but on God. The focus is not on the one being baptized. The focus is on God. Grace is not something that you earn. Grace is something that we are given freely. It is God who gives us the power to be able to overcome the tempter. And that is why, as Christians, we approach the act of baptism in complete and total humility. Second, for me, baptism means that it is God who calls us. Yes, baptism is a free gift from God. But through baptism, God's intention is so that we are changed into new creatures. God's intention is to give us new identity. The word baptizo is a Greek word used in first century for dipping a light-colored garment into a dye. Now, once the fabric has been dipped into the dye, its identity is changed from its original color to a new color. Now, similarly, when we are baptized, God changes us through the waters of baptism and we become new creatures. This implies that we not only leave behind our dodgy lives, but we also now start walking in the footsteps of the one who gave up his life for us. So how then can one come for baptism or confirmation and then walk away from the community of faith as if nothing happened? And finally, it is God, through baptism means it is God who calls us and enables us to live a life of witness. Just like we don't come to baptism trusting in our own merit, but through God's gracious love, we don't equally live out our witness in this world through our own strength. It is said that Martin Luther always struggled with moments of despair and doubt. And during those moments, Martin Luther would go in front of a mirror and look at his reflection intensely, and then repeat in Latin, "Baptizatus sum, baptizatus sum." I have been baptized, I have been baptized. In baptism, God tells us that we are not in this world. And just like he said to Jesus after baptism, "You are my beloved son with whom I'm well pleased," we equally hear the Lord saying to us after baptism, "You are not alone. You are my child. I will always be with you." In other words, baptism implies that God so much loves us, and he has made this unbreakable promise to the whole world, that no matter what happens to us, no matter how difficult the journey may be, irrespective of whether we are going through sorrow or joy, God will walk with us to the end of the world. Now, this promise is for each and every one of us, and it goes hand in hand with our baptism. To understand this is to understand that God is the one who changes us into new creatures. To understand this is to understand that it is God who gives us a new life and gives us a life of service. None of our attempted self-righteousness, all our darkest sins, will ever separate us from the love of God that is Christ Jesus our Lord, who has redeemed us, claimed us, and given us a new identity through baptism. What wonderful good news! Yes, indeed, baptizatus sum, we have been baptized. Amen.